We got to be fast. Tom said he got to pick up a Halloween costume, so won't got time to waste.
Devin, what was the key to moving on without Dante Hightower today?
Just communicating. Matty P said it a ton. You know, we got to over-communicate today, make sure we got it. You know, like I said, we can't replace High. Crucial part of the defense, but I thought guys stepped up as a whole. You know, it wasn't one guy. It was everyone, you know, playing fundamentally sound and playing good football.
Devin, how would you assess the team 6-2, halfway point of the season, heading into the bye week?
Would I be wrong if I said the same thing Gronk just said? No, you know, I think Gronk said it the best, though. Honestly, we got to improve this week. It's a good time, especially halfway through. We go back throughout the season, see what we've been doing wrong, see what we've been doing well. We get to self-evaluate, obviously get healthy, and then move forward and get ready for the back half. 8 games ago, we obviously have a chance at 6-2 to do some good things. We got to just take advantage of this week so we're ready to go for the rest of the season.
Devin, what'd you see on the 87-yard or whatever 87-yard run by?
I mean, obviously Gordon's a good back. We did a bad job angle-wise of sending them back into each other. If we just don't let them get to the sideline and we funnel them back in the secondary, we got a good shot. You know, whatever happens up front, I never worry about that. If a guy breaks out, we can get him down for 15 yards, you know, max. And, you know, right there, we just did bad angles where it wasn't even missed tackles. We didn't even give ourselves a chance. So that's always something to watch and try to avoid that happening. It's just bad if we give it to them all on one play.
Devin, what was the key for you guys today to get stops in key situations?
For us, it's the same. You know, it always comes down to third down. You know, I don't think they had any trips in the red area, but third down and red area is huge for us when we talk about points. You know, you win the game if you don't give up points. So, you know, we played well on third down and got them off the field, got our offense back on the field. And usually for us on the season, when we've played well on third down, we've been able to keep points off the board.
Devin, what's the mindset as a defender when it's the last play and you have 8 or so guys either on the goal line or 5 yards in the end zone and the ball's up in the air?
That's a good interception. Jay Jones missed the first one he got in Tampa where the ball came right to him, and he made sure he didn't miss it today. But, you know, we're all back there. There's no, you know, try to prevent this or anything. Just be aggressive. The ball's in the air. The receiver's got to run 30 to 40 yards, and the quarterback's throwing the ball usually before they can even, you know, turn around. So, it's intercepted if it's a long throw, and then if they try to throw short and block, we just got to go make a tackle. Thank you guys.